Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. Seth and James here with you at 8:04 on the clock. We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. How are things there?
Enjoying the sunshine, mm-hmm. Some nice weather over here.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to have one of our hotter days in the next week here today.
Yeah, still looking at highs today. Right up around 90, so not far from where we were yesterday. And yeah, it looks like we're going to see more of these highs around 90 for the next several days, at least through the weekend. A little bit of a downturn, closer to 80 for highs by the time we get to middle of next week. But yeah, quite the warm stretch here for us. Still pretty quiet each day, but starting to see a couple of these late day kind of hit or miss type of shower storm chances moving in as the week goes on here. Still just generally sunny today. Highs up about 90, light south winds. Just a spotty risk for a shower storm towards this evening. Otherwise, clear tonight, 62. And then maybe a late day shower storm Thursday. Otherwise, sunny and about 90 again. 64, isolated shower storm chance at a Thursday night. Still that hit or miss chance of showers and storms Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Partly sunny each day. Otherwise, with around 90 overnight lows. Right around 63 Friday night through the end of the weekend. And still could see a passing shower Monday. Some mid-80s. Still could cool down a little bit to around 80 Tuesday. That kind of sounds odd to say cooling down to 80 here, but that's just what it'll be in the middle of next week.
So, we'll enjoy it. We'll take it while we have it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I'm still in that mode of remembering what it was like a couple months ago. So I'm not in that mode yet of not minding it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we had quite the odd April, and certainly settled in to summer now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
appreciate you, Paul. We'll talk more tomorrow. You have yourself a great day.
Yep, you guys too. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Best in the business, right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
If someone could make a way for us to store the weather now for the winter time, can we work on that? Can we start working on that science?
Like
someone, please.
When you put a snowball in the freezer and you use it in the summer, yeah, like that, yeah.
Just
come on,
let's get on that.
Got to be a way.
It's got to be
science. We are going to get into some fun stuff this hour. We got a jam packed hour. We of course got in just a little bit. We'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Then we'll have Melissa's news. After that, we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday.
All right.
Looking forward to that. That's always fun. Phil Hartley will join us with that. It's going to be a great time. And after that, we're going to get into some more wordplay. The top word each state can't remember how to spell.
Those are always fun.
That should be good.
Yes.
Right now, let's talk about the most expensive song in the Rolling Stones catalog, Satisfaction.
Right.
The pandemic was rough on a lot of people working in healthcare, but it sounds like most people in that sector still enjoy their jobs. We're going to talk about the careers with the highest satisfaction.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was going to play the Rolling Stones Satisfaction here, but we can't afford it.
So,
we cannot afford that song. No. A new study looked at into job satisfaction across more than a dozen fields, and the one with the highest satisfaction score was real estate.
Really? How about that?
Who had that on their bingo board? Because I didn't.
I did not.
The other highly rated ones were construction, healthcare, and hospitality.
Hmm.
On the flip side, food service and retail tied for the lowest job satisfaction. Those fields were also impacted by the pandemic.
Of course,
but not in the same way as healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Other low-rated careers were utilities, like power, water, and garbage companies, government business, and manufacturing. Okay. The ones in the middle of the pack include education, finance, and technology.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm is there a pattern here? I don't know if there is a pattern.
No.
Because it looks pretty random. Well, maybe there's something there.
There might be, yeah. But I'm not one that's obvious. That's
that jumps
sure.
out, right?
Not one that we're seeing.
Yeah.
I do want people to keep in mind this comes to us from casino.org, the world's online gaming authority. That seems to play into this a little bit, but it is odd that they are doing that. But at the same time, my first impression from this is awesome. Like, great that the people in these industries are feeling satisfaction.
Yes.
Whether it is healthcare, construction, or hospitality, we need great workers in those. Mm-hmm. We need more workers in those industries. And it's nice to see that, that's really healthy. That's a good thing.
Right. And it's interesting that these are not like easy jobs.
Yeah.
These are jobs that are, you know, long hours. It's not easy work. There's a lot of, you know, there can be a lot of negative stuff that's attached to them. But at the end of the day, you've got like construction, you've got a building. That you help build.
Yeah.
That's got to be feel really cool. Oh. And in healthcare, someone's getting better. Mm-hmm. And you get to say goodbye. And they, oh, we're done now. You know, thanks for taking care of me kind of thing. Oh, I can't imagine how satisfying that feels when you get stuff like that.
My brain is always looking for patterns. I think all of our brains.
I think that's true.
Yeah. Brains in general are always looking for that. And right away when you started to talk about these things, I noticed the thing that stood out to me was because my dad to this day has worked on a lot of buildings in this town and area. Mm-hmm. And we'll drive past one and he'll look at it. He'll stare at it a little bit. He used to point them out. Now he just kind of stares at them and stuff.
Well, you know where they all are now.
and he gets a smile on his face
because
he gets a satisfaction from what the
he
work,
helped
seeing
do that. Yeah.
The work that he did.
Yeah.
I touched on this before, and I worked a tiny sliver in the healthcare industry, just entering data over at Stoiber.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did get to see was people come in feeling rough and leaving 15 minutes later, like top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the difference, I'm noticing a pattern there. You get to see the impact of the work
the results,
you're making.
You see
the results. Okay, I did all this. I worked my tail off, but this person's walking upright. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I was able to build this house or work on this house or do some home improvement or something like that. Whereas retail and some of these other jobs, it's in and out. Person's in and out.
Yep.
And very rarely does a person say thank you. You know, they just pay for their gas and leave
or something like that.
I'm not saying that that's necessarily mean.
Yep.
I think it's just the way we've always worked. And to be fair, there's a lot of clerks nowadays that barely make eye contact.
That's true. That's true.
And you get what you put into an industry.
It's a two-way street there, yeah.
any job that you're working can be a nightmare if all you focus on or all you put into it is little effort.
Yeah, the negative parts of it, right.
There's very few things, in fact, I don't believe there's anything in life that is you can say. Everything is what you put into.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you put into something, those are the results you're going to get. If you treat it, you know, you don't put a lot into it, well, of course you're not going to get a lot
old,
out of it.
Computer programmer saying garbage in, garbage out, you know,
when
it comes to computers. But it's a great example of, you know, if you're not putting anything good into it, you're not going to get anything good out of it.
I also feel like I'm seeing people that want to make an impact in one way or another. They want to not only see the results, they want there to be results.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to help somebody, make an exchange for their gasoline or their snacks or something like that.
Right.
They want to be able to make things. They want to be able to heal people. They want these things.
And these aren't necessarily the highest paying ones either, if you look at it. I mean, if you're working construction, like with a union group or whatever, you'll get paid well. Some sectors of healthcare get paid well, more than others. But still, it's not like the big technology things. You know, that comes further on down the list. It's not necessarily what you get paid either. It has more to do than just that.
I have this growing concern about certain jobs and, well, who's going to want to do those in the next 10, 20 years? When all we do in society is shred them and tear them apart and all these things, if I'm a little kid, why would I want to do that?
Right.
I will say that one of the things that I found interesting in this is the low-rated careers like power, water, garbage companies, government, business. Like, we're seeing some of this.
Yeah.
That's part of what the fear, that when I talk about these things, that's part of where that fear comes from. That's why I'm saying this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to correct this now.
Yes.
Not tomorrow, not next day, now.
Yeah.
Now, if you're sitting there watching the news and there's a politician on the TV and you don't like them, You don't have to express that stuff necessarily. You don't have to shred them or anything. Our media outlets don't even necessarily have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
There are obviously going to be politicians you don't agree with or people you don't agree with in your day-to-day life or on the TV or elected office officials or whatever or anything like that. You're an American. You have a voice. You are welcome to use that voice. Do it voting. Do it voting.
Yeah.
Any fool, any child can put a sign in their front yard saying they don't like somebody, or a flag, or go make a Facebook post, or make a side comment in front of their kids or something like that. Mm-hmm. This stuff adds up. Now, maybe you don't care about your children growing up to be just like you. Maybe that's what you want. I want my kids to be better than me. I want my kids to have a better world than me. It's not it isn't about me. The rest of my life is not about my life. It's about the world. It's about my kids. It's about making things better. Mm-hmm. That's what this is about. That's what adulthood is, everybody. If you don't get that, then you're in the wrong game. It's all about that.
Yeah. It's what we should be doing.
And getting in as much fun as we can.
That helps too.
Get in as much fun. Hopefully, with some of these things, we do see a shift with this. We talked at it ad nauseum about mm-hmm. the pandemic and so many people going from jobs to careers. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is that next evolution.
That could be. And if you look at if you look at right now the especially like Wisconsin. Okay, what are the places that need the workers the most? Oh. It's the ones that are lowest on the list of satisfaction. Certainly they don't pay great either. So, I mean, why are people, if they have a chance to work in something that they're going to be, not necessarily get paid the most, but get paid a decent, wage, but also get some kind of job satisfaction, well, they're going to take that. Why wouldn't they?
The people that are struggling, I don't know anybody out there expecting $1 million paycheck.
No.
They're expecting to be paid their worth.
Yes.
They're expecting to be paid for for the work that they do. Mm-hmm. And we have not had that for quite some time
That's
in society.
True. You are correct.
Hopefully we can get back to that. Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed not seeing any the radio in here.
Well, there's only six people now that are in radio? So, I don't know.
It's a very good point. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating with our friends at Misty's. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday today or any day coming up, get on over to Misty's and let them know it's your birthday. What will they receive, Seth?
They will receive that glorious thing that we call pie.
Yes. Yes.
The greatest, most inventive thing humans have ever come up with.
We really haven't topped the pie. We really haven't.
Seriously.
Like, internet, getting to the moon, pie.
You need just some crust, put any kind of filling in there that you want. I mean, and the way Brian does it, he's like the pinnacle of pies.
The hardest decision you will make today is what flavor to get of Brian's pie.
Yes.
Yep.
And it changes a lot because, he makes all kinds of different pies. So, yeah.
Encourage you to get us your Misty's, your birthdays and anniversaries as well, everybody, so we can celebrate with you. Get him to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. That's another way to do it. Mm-hmm. Just get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
Yelling them at your radio is okay, but it's probably not going to work very well.
It's not a two-way thing, Just, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
that was good. That was a great impression. I didn't know you had that one in the wheelhouse. That was good. Let's take a look at our list here. We got two names on there. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. We'll get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a happy birthday to Nicole Nelson.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Hope you have a great day. Enjoy it, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Austin Hardina.
Austin, have a great birthday and congratulations.
Austin's a good kid. I worked with Austin at the gas station in Nacusa for a little while Right. Austin is currently a police officer.
Nice.
Doing a great job at it, too, and working his tail off, and we appreciate the work that he does for our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a good kid, though. Austin, have a great day. Enjoy your day, Austin. Taking a look at our celebrity list here. Ooh, it is thin.
okay.
Let's see here. Waka Flocka Flame is 37. I believe he's a rapper. I think he's a rapper.
That is an interesting name.
Did I mention his birthday just because I wanted to say his name out loud?
Yeah, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
I do wish him a happy birthday.
Of course.
Happy 37th young man.
He's not that much younger than you.
No, he's not. I was trying to be silly about it. I couldn't find a way to. I don't know what that was. Colin Farrell is 47.
Okay.
The Penguin in the most recent Batman. He, of course, made his big break in Minority Report, True Detective, Fantastic Beasts, and Where to Find Them. I think Colin Farrell has come such a different arc. Mm-hmm. He came out with in Minority Report, and mm-hmm. it was supposed to be a big Steven Spielberg, Tom Cruise movie.
Yep.
And all anybody talked about was Colin Farrell's performance,
mm-hmm.
and that really set him on an echelon, like on a path.
Right.
And I think he ate up, like, especially hearing him in interviews, he ate up the Hollywood lifestyle. He ate up the Hollywood hype and everything, and he had to be humbled a little bit. Yeah, you know, he had his career kind of on the rocks there for a little while, on the ropes, and that woke him up. Like most actors, they just keep falling.
Mm-hmm.
But the smart ones, they realize, oh, I get this is one of the best jobs in the world. I better be pretty appreciative of what I have. I better, you know, start working at
especially
this.
Especially if you've had some success, yeah.
Yeah. And he had enough skill to get him here. He was mm-hmm. handsome and all that, but he had enough skill.
Yes.
Since he has come kind of back here, he has been a different echelon actor. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he had this in him. I didn't know he had this caliber. The most recent movie that was nominated for an Academy Award, what was it?
Yeah, I can't remember the name. It was Banshees something.
Banshees, yeah
right.
That movie. Everybody couldn't stop talking about his performance mm-hmm. in it, loving him in that movie. I think it's so impressive what he has done for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's important, and I think it's cool, and it's great to see. He's a good actor.
Yep,
and he kills it as the Penguin. Like, I thought there was nothing but great performances in the last Batman. Everybody did a great job, and I was happy with Paul Dano's performance. Let me down a little bit, but that's because I have a high crazy standard. Colin Farrell may have stole the show.
Like that's saying something.
He really was great in it. Let's see here. Brooke Shields is 58.
Oh wow.
The Blue Lagoon, she was in The Middle, on the TV show The Middle. She was on Hannah Montana, I guess. I didn't know that.
Apparently, wow.
She recently had an interview with Drew Barrymore, mm-hmm. where they were talking about the Me Too movement. And mm-hmm. they were talking about how they didn't feel like they could say anything because they were worried that they were complicit during it. This is how twisted that was. They were children when they were in Hollywood at the time, in the moments that they're talking about, and they still feel a responsibility and a heavy weight and a shame from it. Brooke Shields has done some great stuff and had a fabulous career, and she still looks amazing and mm-hmm. all that. That may be one of my favorite things in her career that she has done, her and Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. It was so meaningful, and it was so, like, they're both just sitting on a couch talking, and eventually, like, Drew's, like, turning over, and, like, how you talk to somebody, like, where you pull your leg up and those kind of mm-hmm. things, and it's just a very intimate moment that the rest of us are let in on.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought about much, with all the things that, you know, Me Too and all these things, I had never really thought much about young celebrities back then.
Mm-hmm.
And people like that growing up in that industry and everything. By now, I think most people have heard the horror stories of Shirley Temple and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't much better in the 80s.
No, it had not changed a lot.
It's an impressive career she's had, Brooke Shields. Daryl McDaniels is 59. You may know him better as DMC of Run DMC. It gets tricky.
Oh, hip-hop pioneers.
Yeah.
Some of the best you can steal. If you go back and listen, I mean, it's kind of its era. I get that. But, man, they were good.
There is no, you cannot tell a story of hip-hop or music without talking about Run DMC.
Nope.
Their work alone, Tougher Than Leather and all that, what they did for the Adidas brand.
that's true. I thought of that.
How many kids tripped and fell because they took the laces out of their Adidas? And
shoes
of course,
don't work.
More importantly, their work with Aerosmith and really like doing the biggest crossover song of all, maybe of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that only because of what it did for hip hop,
mm-hmm.
what it did for like bringing it into other, you know, car stereos and boom boxes and these things at the time. And people that would never listen to hip hop were listening to that song because of Aerosmith, because of the tie in and everything.
Yep. And, I have to give a shout out to my favorite Run DMC song, Christmas in Hollis.
Still, oh, it's so
one
good.
One of my favorite Christmas songs, too. I love it.
That or The Little Drummer Boy are probably my favorite Christmas songs. I'm not even kidding.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. Corey Hart is 61, still wearing his sunglasses.
At night? Yep. Never surrender.
Oh, now that's the one. That's the one. See, now he missed this. If Terry tomorrow, Terry Johns is going to be with us tomorrow. I can't hear Sunglasses at Night or think of it without thinking of her. Like that is one of those 80s songs that is attached to her, whether that's she hilarious. Wants it or not.
That's awesome.
So we just missed it by a day, Terry. Just missed it by a day. I could have teased her so good with this. Corey Hart. The Sunglasses at Night were huge, but that Surrender song, I can't handle that one. It's because of the never surrender. And like, no, I feel like he's surrendering as he sings that. Like, he just doesn't have the chops to really pull off the never surrender. No.
He's trying to be all gritty and stuff. It doesn't work.
I feel like he was in the studio singing that while waving a white flag. I feel like. The great Leah Thompson is 62 today. Man, I had a crush on her. Caroline in the City. Yeah. I liked good actor.
I don't know why I watched that show so much, but I did. I'm trying to figure out why.
I don't think there was a lot of syndicated shows at the time, because I feel like a lot of those kind of shows weren't really our shows, but we watched them just because they were on.
I believe she's also from Minnesota, so I kind of got to give her credit for that. So she might be Minnesotan. So.
Kind of a little bit of a forgotten name, but very talented. Chris Elliott is 63 today. Star of the old Fox sitcom Get a Life. It was he was on Saturday Night Live from 2008 to 2012. His daughter Abby was on there. Abby Elliott, who's great. I really liked her. Chris Elliott was really good on David Letterman. He was on the David Letterman show a lot.
I remember that, yeah.
He was kind of like this. I miss this on old. I don't watch late night television anymore anyway, but like Letterman, Carson, they had like bit actors that they would have on.
Yes.
And do bits.
Yep.
You know, and Chris Elliott was the main actor on that show. And so him and like one of the guys from that would end up being on another show too. But yeah, Chris Elliott, that's where I remember him from being on that.
He was on Letterman. And then he when Conan took over the late, he would be on Conan a lot too, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was good. By the way, also the son of the great Bob Elliott of Bob and Ray.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh. I thought I had because I knew his daughter was on SNL. I didn't know. Oh, you had the good one.
Yeah.
Tom Berenger is 74. Platoon, Inception, Hatfields and McCoys, Training Day, The Gingerbread Man, Eddie and the Cruisers, The Big Chill. Tom Berenger's had a great career.
Major League.
Yeah, I was going to save it for last.
I'm sorry.
Save it for only because my impression of Tom Berenger, I've seen everything he's done pretty much, and my biggest impression of him is still him running from third to home with those busted knees and the look on his face. He acted that out so well that I really wonder. I would love to ask him, like, do you have bad knees?
Yeah, were you in pain doing that?
Yeah. Good actor. Really, really solid actor.
Yep.
Everybody put a one up in the air for Joe Namath. 80 years old today for Hall of Fame quarterback and Hall of Fame playboy Joe Namath.
Oh, Joe.
During a sideline interview a few years ago, he was kind of handsy with Susie Colbert. That didn't go over well.
Yeah.
He apologized for that, and I thought his apology was very heartfelt. It didn't make up for it or anything like that, but in a day and age where so many people have they post a apology or they have somebody write it for them, you could tell it was just him talking from the heart. He didn't have something rehearsed or anything.
Well, and it was very humiliating for him to do that, so I understand,
Well, and there may never be a bigger New York star than Joe Namath.
No. Broadway Joe.
Which is interesting and also kind of sad. Like, think of how long New York has struggled with not having a great, like, sports, like, team or there's been big names. I'm not saying there's not been big names. There's big names currently playing in New York.
Yep.
But that big? Like, as big as Joe Namath. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Derek Jeter?
No.
Reggie Jackson's the only one that comes to mind. Yeah, that's a good one. He kind of took over the town. So.
And we're grabbing names from, like, the past here. Everything. It's like Aaron Judd ain't a household name.
No.
You know,
he's a great player, Barkley, but he's a quiet dude.
Yeah. It's interesting. Let's see here. Sharon Gless is 80. She was Cagney on Cagney and Lacey. It's a fun show.
I remember that show. Yeah.
Peter Yarrow is 85 today of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Nice.
Great songwriter.
Yes, indeed.
Are you feeling lucky, punk? Well, I don't know, you're asking yourself. He shot three shots. He did. Clint Eastwood is 93 today.
The mayor of Carmel by the Sea.
Yeah. Any which way but loose.
Oh,
That's the one I was thinking of.
No, that's what I would ask him if I had an interview. I would talk about, how's it like working with a monkey?
I love that we've gotten the full career of Clint Eastwood. Not to say he's done. He keeps, you know, at 93, he's still working and everything. Wow. So maybe he's done, maybe he isn't. I don't know. He has never officially retired, and more power to him. Mm-hmm. But he will always be one of my biggest influences because of what he did with his career. For one, I probably fell in love with Westerns because of him. Mm-hmm. I'd sit back. My first, like, 0 to 10 years of age were spent mostly watching Westerns with my dad. And they were all the spaghetti Westerns and Clint was in.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly a big influence there. And I think he's a very solid actor.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's a thespian. I don't think you're going to see Clint Eastwood ever doing Shakespeare. But he doesn't have to. He's a very solid actor. We've seen that since with The Unforgiven, Gran Turismo, mm-hmm. all these movies. It was Hollywood telling him, okay, you're this age. You're an action star. We're done with you. Mm-hmm. Go do Hollywood Squares or something like that. We're done with you. His agent even told him before as they were filming the last days of Dirty Harry, his agent even told him, well, Clint, you know, how do you feel about, you know, maybe doing TV? How do you feel about doing this and this? That wasn't enough for him. He just, you know what? I'm going to get behind the camera. I'm going to direct. And I'm going to win Oscars, and I'm going to completely change the course of my career to where now people think about Clint Eastwood, and he's Clint Eastwood. He has this echelon, this kind of
pedigree,
like,
this
standard to it and everything. Mm-hmm. Where back in the day it was, Clint Eastwood, the cowboy.
Like, mm-hmm.
You don't see this. Hollywood doesn't let you change your path. You know, that doesn't happen very often. He did it himself. Whatever you want to say about Clint, whether you can get along with him off camera or not, whether you want to have a beer with him or not, or all those things aside, I'm just looking at the man and his career.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't not be impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. By the way, I got to add this because I don't think a lot of people know this little tidbit. If you listen to my show on WIRI, Trail Tunes, a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago, when he was the star, Clint Eastwood was the star of Rawhide, he released an album of cowboy songs.
Yes.
And I played one on my
show.
Did you? I sure did. Not bad. I got to give him credit. Guy not known as a singer. I know he loves music. I know that.
Yeah, he's a huge music fan.
Big jazz fan and everything.
Yes.
But I didn't know he had recorded an album.
to what Seth is talking about, if you want to know how much Clint Eastwood loves jazz, watch Bird. Bird.
That's the one.
I believe Forrest Whitaker playing Charlie Parker.
That is correct.
One of the greatest acting performances I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. One of the better directed movies I've ever seen. And it's made by somebody. All the people that were involved in that movie love jazz. Mm-hmm. I would be shocked if Forrest Whitaker told me he hates jazz.
I'm sure.
Or something like that. Yeah. It's such a good movie, an underrated movie, too.
Yeah,
I'm glad
you
brought that up. I wouldn't have brought it up otherwise. That's, watch Bird, everybody.
Yes.
That's a good one. People no longer with us. One of the greatest drummers of all time. You can make the argument that the Muppet Animal is based on John Bonham.
Yeah, that's right.
Born in 1948, passed away way too young in 1980. Just one of the most amazing percussionists of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had to be.
Yeah.
For Led Zeppelin,
yeah.
you couldn't sit back on these guys. Everyone was a powerhouse on that group, and you had to keep up. He had to be one, and he certainly was.
Johnny Paycheck, born on this day in 1938, passed away in 2003. Country legend with maybe the greatest name in music history.
Johnny Paycheck.
Take this job and shove it.
Yeah.
Don Ameche, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1993. And again, one of my favorite actors. Trading Places, Cocoon. The facial expressions and the timing of Don Ameche was classic.
The smile, the toothy smile of Don Ameche was one of the best things. He had that big grin.
Yeah,
that was just, it was classic.
I really loved him in Trading Places. I loved him in that. one of the greatest American poets, Walt Whitman, born on this day in 1819, passed away in 1982. Leaves of Grass, mm-hmm. Oh Captain, My Captain, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So much of the great work. Really, one of the greater influential writers.
Yep. Quite possibly, I would say, the first true American poet.
Yeah.
And he was an American poet before anything else. And I think that really bears out in his work.
Really impressive beard, too.
Yes.
Very, very impressive.
He had a very impressive beard.
Very impressive. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Phil Hartley and our friends from the Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
All right.
One more time, I want to wish a happy birthday to Nicole Nelson.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Austin Hardina.
Happy birthday and congratulations.
Treat yourself and head on over to Misty's Menu. We encourage you to take a listen to Melissa's News and head on over to Misty's while you're on your way. Listen to Melissa's News. Mm-hmm. They're over at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Going to be a lovely day. Is this lovely day?
No.
No, it's not.
This is Midnight at the Oasis.
It is Midnight at the Oasis. Yeah. That's right.
Weirdest lyric.
It's the weirdest lyric ever. And it is, this is the, so Bill Murray's character, old character in SNL, a lounge singer.
Yeah.
Like, this is the song I think of every time I think of lounge singing. Every time in my life, for my whole life, anytime I've thought of lounge singing, I think of Midnight at the Oasis. Midnight at the Oasis. Hey.
It's perfect.
And like 1 a.m, you know, guy up there, they comb over. Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, and they give us our wicked awesome word of Wednesday. We're being joined right now by Phil Hartley. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, James and crew. How are you guys all doing?
Doing great over here. How's everybody over there?
Yeah, upbeat, sunshine, and life's good.
Good to hear. Very good to hear, Phil. We appreciate you joining us. We don't like to waste too much time here or anything like that. So, Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, this Wicked Awesome Word is actually about wasting time.
Nice.
Good segue. So, Clinomania. 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 Clinomania.
Wow.
Anybody with a guess?
No.
No, huh.
Never heard that word.
Excessive desire to stay in bed.
Ha! Nice.
Interesting. Interesting.
So for you guys, I don't know how you'd ever do that because you'd be out of a job.
Well, yeah.
James has the opposite of that. Mm. Whatever the opposite of that condition is.
My poor bed cries every time it sees me. I have the most unused bed in history, yes. That's a fun one. Do you remember how you came across that one, Phil?
You know what I did last week when I'm starting running out of my big list. I said best words in English language, and that's one of the ones that came up.
Nice. That's a good one.
Clinomania. Yeah. So Clinomania. So it's also National Meditation Day. So I suppose that you could do Clinomania and meditate at the same time.
You could. You could.
Yeah.
That is good. I like that. Phil, how are things?
Meditate on lounge songs.
There you go. That's all right. I think you can do that. I think you find that moment of zen in that moment with the lounge song. How are things going over at the shop, Phil? Anything you want to let people know about?
Oh, you bet. Really? No, really well. Again, we're doing a lot. The Raptors are in high gear, so we're proud. We're printing their programs this year and helping them out in a lot of different projects. So they've been keeping us busy over the last several days as they've been gearing up. They won in the last night. They almost had to kick me out. I came in and just walked in on the last inning, and they were ahead 3-0 and almost lost. So they won 3-2. And I was going, maybe I better leave.
Keep coming to Winterfield. You can keep coming.
It's all right.
They won the game. So.
Okay. But yeah, no, what a treasure they are to our community. So it's so cool. And it's pretty funny. As Paul stopped in, the head coach of the River King stopped in yesterday. And
oh, nice.
It's off season for him, but he's already starting to gear up and get some things planned out, and we do a lot of their printing for them too. So he was in yesterday getting some business cards, and he said his team's almost full, and he's gearing up for a great season again already in the beginning of summer here, right? But
not to do a typical guy thing, but since we have three guys here, let's talk sports just for a second. We are so spoiled with our teams in here, with the coaches and the GMs that we have had of both the Kings and the River and the Raptors. You know, GM, head coach, Marty Quarters, legend around here. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I love the guy. Wonderful. Paul is just he's different in a lot of ways, but they got a lot of the same like culture to yes. him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And the not every team has this, you know, in our community, in their communities. There's yep. plenty of teams that have like a smaller team or a Northwoods League team or something, but not like this.
No.
Not like where they care this much and everything. Paul, because we text each other and I talked to him a little bit off the air and stuff, and he was telling me, he's like, well, I'm in Minnesota. You know what? I'm close enough. I'm just going to make a trip. Like, he acts like it's like next door, like us going to Point or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
That's how much he cares. That's how much he loves this area and everything. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
And
they've been great.
We have such great local people. Of course, they want to keep coming back. Mm-hmm. You'd want to go and visit Phil and the gang over there, Quality Plus, too, you know, if you're coming into town.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. No, but you're so right. We're so blessed with both those teams and the facilities, of course, we have in this town. But they go out of their way. Paul is such a kind and genuine person, and mm-hmm. well, being a great hockey coach, but he is just down to earth, and he works hard. He works hard, you know, to have this community have a quality product. It's just amazing that, you know, and I've been seeing over the last 2 weeks the Raptors running around, you know, as best they can, getting ready. And
yeah.
And just a ton of work. They're there from like 6 in the morning until midnight for several weeks yeah. getting ready for this, you know. And so, you know, we're very blessed. And hopefully everybody gets out and shows that back, you know, the effort that people put to by attending the games. And it's so much fun. Why not, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
We want to keep you guys busy over there, Quality Plus, Phil. We'll send some people your way. Keep up the great work. And we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Thanks. Have a little zen today. Come on over.
All right.
We'll sit on the floor and meditate.
You're going to have to bring a couch over there. You're going to have to. Say hi to everybody for us, Phil. You guys have a great day.
You guys as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They join us every Wednesday with that wicked awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Visit them right now. You don't have to wait until next Wednesday. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're usually open till about 4. You can always give them a call if you'd like. 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their great webpage, qpprinting.com, and like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up on all the cool things they're doing over there.
Yeah. Or drive by the shop. They also have some fun thing on the board, yes. on the sign, too. So.
Yeah, they do a great job with that stuff. And yep. a great word for today. Thank you, Phil, and thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We are just joined with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing, keeping the word theme going here a little bit.
All right.
We're going to get into now the top word each state can't remember how to spell.
Awesome.
Google Trends revealed the top word each state can't remember. They came up with them by looking at searches for how to spell blank.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them are kind of tough. For example, shenanigans in Michigan.
Why is everyone looking up shenanigans in Michigan?
Yeah,
that worries me.
That does a little bit. We should keep an eye on that. Miscellaneous in New Mexico.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. That's a tough word to spell.
That's a tough one. Embarrassed in Kentucky.
That sounds like someone writing into like Dear Abby.
Yeah.
Embarrassed in Kentucky.
It so did. Yes. I forgot about that. That was good. Kindergarten in Minnesota. That is rough.
Kindergarten, really? I always thought that was an easier word to spell, personally.
Yeah,
personally.
Me too.
And I'm from Minnesota, so they should all be like me. Wait, that's not a word.
I have seen grown adults that have said kindergarten. I've seen that. I've heard it.
Garden, not Garten.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've even seen them spell it that way. Like, I don't know what kind of garden do you think this is, but I don't want to see that garden. I want nothing to do with that kind of garden.
Or the adults that call it kindergarten.
Yeah.
That
yes,
still call it that.
Yes,
that's
yeah,
a little weird.
That's
okay.
A little
little weird.
That's like when I hear a grown woman call her dad daddy. Like, no.
There's something wrong with that.
No. Stop it. No. And professional in Wyoming.
Professional in Wyoming.
Oh, that feels, again, like a Dear Abby line.
Yeah, it does.
But a lot of the others are words we should be able to spell.
Okay.
Quote, unquote. We won't list all 50, but here are some of the highlights. We will get to Wisconsin, don't you worry. People in Kansas can't remember how to spell Tennessee.
Why are so many people in Kansas looking up Tennessee? Are they planning to invade or something like that? I don't know.
I wish so badly there was a huge rivalry between Kansas and Tennessee, because this would be the ultimate dig. Like, if you really want to, for locally here, for Illinois and Wisconsin, or Wisconsin and Minnesota, or any of those things, you really want to insult the other state. Just how do you spell that again?
They're not even connected to each other. States in between them.
Maybe that's why it's hard to spell.
I don't know.
Other nine-letter words we struggle with include beautiful, efficient, and etiquette.
Etiquette's a tough one. I thought beautiful, huh? I can see that, I guess.
That one used to be a tough one for me when when I was young. And when you had teachers first telling you sound it out, that was one of the first ones I remember that sounded out perfectly. It tells you how to spell it. Yep. Beautiful. Yeah. It really does.
It does.
So the only reason I've ever been able to spell that word is because of that. And almost every time I've spelled beautiful, and I've spelled it a lot, it goes in my head.
Yes. Yes.
Etiquette is a tough one, too.
That is a tough one. And luckily, I don't have to use it very often. So, I mean, the word. No, I try to practice good etiquette. You know. I'm not slob or anything, you know.
I like that, though. I that was well played. 7- and 8-letter words dominate the map. Mm. North Carolina can't spell awesome. That's rough.
Because apparently it's just not awesome enough in North Carolina.
I bet you they can in South Carolina. But Missouri can't spell February. Ooh, that's rough. Iowa can't spell Thursday. Ooh.
They can't spell Thursday in Iowa? What? Mm. What's going on there in Iowa? Man.
I don't know if today or tomorrow is going to be worse for people in Arkansas and Illinois, because they can't spell tomorrow, and tomorrow's Thursday. So
they're all in the same boat tomorrow. Although I got to admit, for me, tomorrow, I've always got to stop and think.
It's one of those
words.
To
make sure I spell it right, because I always want to do it wrong. So wait. Let's okay. There you go. That's right.
Tomorrow is one of those words I always feel like, even when I see it spelled right, it's spelled wrong. It
looks wrong.
Yeah, it does. Alabama can't spell daughter. There's a joke in there. I'm just not going to tell it. North Dakota can't spell science.
Again, boy, as someone who lived in North Dakota,
there's a joke there. You guys go ahead and make it yourself, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I ain't getting canceled. It's not going to happen to me.
There's not even a million people in North Dakota. You can be canceled by North Dakota.
It's probably a good point.
You're okay.
New York can't spell quarter.
What?
Ooh.
New York.
Ooh. I was going to feel bad. I felt bad about Illinois not being able to spell tomorrow. I don't feel nearly as bad now.
It's because it's been so long since the subway was just a quarter. Yeah. Now they don't know how to spell it anymore.
That's probably it, yeah. Iowa can't. Let's see here. No, Texas can't spell pyramid. It's rough.
Oh.
You would think they'd be able to. I mean, everything's bigger in Texas. You'd think they'd love pyramids.
Yeah, you'd think.
You talk about building things just to build them for no real true purpose. It doesn't have to be this big. Doesn't have to be this size. It's basically a grave.
It is. That's all it is. Gravestone. A big one.
It's just a big old grave. We're going to make it bigger. Make it bigger. I mean, that's I'm not stereotyping here. I know a lot of Texans, and all of them have one thing in common. They like things to be bigger. They like things to be meaningful.
It's a weird thing, but it's true. Yeah.
You would think they'd love pyramids.
Yeah.
Idaho can't spell sentence. That's rough.
There's something meta about that. Yes. I don't know. Yes. Can't spell sentence. Okay.
Nevada has a real problem with problem. Jeez.
We have no problems here in Nevada. None. No problems at all. None. Never.
Nope. Look over
it's
here.
All good stuff over here.
Yep. Where's that baseball team? Where's the... Where are they going to put it?
I don't know.
16 states struggle with 5- and 6-letter words.
Okay.
Delaware can't spell the word those.
Those?
That's rough. Okay.
Come on, Delaware.
Yeah.
Up your game, man.
Utah can't spell choose, which, I mean, that guy, again, it's right there for you, everybody.
Yeah,
you
really,
go ahead and fill in the blanks. We're doing Mad Libs Radio right now and everything. You go ahead and fill in your own jokes. Utah can't spell choose. I'm sorry. That's too funny. Oh, that's too funny. Tennessee can't spell sugar. Well, that's weird.
Tennessee can't spell sugar. Mm,
that's weird.
That's only five letters. ER?
Well, and I know sugar is.
I know what it is. They go around calling everyone sugar.
Yes, that's.
See, that's why they don't spell it right. Wait, how do we actually spell this word?
I think you're right on that, actually. Georgia can't spell queen. Just going to let that sit there for a second. Go ahead. Make your jokes about that one, everybody. People in Pennsylvania can't spell people.
What? What? They're all popal.
They're all popal.
We got the popal in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
There's too many popals around here, I'll tell you. And how to spell George is the top trending search in Arizona. Interesting.
Not a popular name, apparently. You'd think it would be. You know, all the retirees in Arizona. There'd be a lot of Georges down there.
And finally, two states struggle with four-letter words. Colorado can't spell. Can't and doesn't know how to spell ally.
I can see. There's a couple of ways you could spell that, so I get that. Yeah.
And this one, I'm not going to pick on this one too much. And Mississippi keeps Googling how to spell gray.
Oh, because there's two variations on that one, and I don't know if one is correct and one is not.
Yeah, gray is common here, mm-hmm. but grey is common in the UK.
Yes, which fascinating.
Yeah,
one letter. It's so weird. Anyway,
it is kind of funny. It is kind of weird. What about let's see here. What about Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, let's find out.
What word does Wisconsin have? What could it possibly be? What could be the word in this state that could keep people, you know, struggling and Googling so often? I've just been testing it. Patience.
There you go. No patience in Wisconsin.
Nope. That's the toughest word of Wisconsin. Oklahoma, please. Oklahoma has pleased as their
please. Yeah, they're just rude over there.
Well,
actually, I like the fact patience is a tough one. I have to say, that's another word I have to stop and think. Wait, now how do I spell this again? So, I'm with you, Wisconsin. Solidarity.
Patience is the one in Wisconsin. I think that's pretty funny. I think that is pretty darn good. Did I say what was South Carolina's?
No.
Government. That's too good.
Oh, that is too perfect.
That's too funny.
That's because they say government.
they
apostrophize it.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with nothing but more fun on the you know, Seth, actually, if you wouldn't mind doing this one.
Oh, sure. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.